The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has announced that $121 million is urgently needed to protect food security in Syria and prevent the collapse of regional food chains amidst the ongoing crisis. Approximately 9.8 million people in the country are food insecure. FAO's announcement was made at the Third International Pledging Conference on Syria, which took place in Kuwait City today, March 31st. According to FAO, a widespread push is needed to strengthen agricultural production in communities across Syria, as well as in neighboring countries that have been experiencing severe strains on their natural resources as a result of sheltering those displaced by the conflict. Joining me on the phone now is Abdissalam Oud Hamed, FAO's regional representative who is based at the organization's office in Cairo, Egypt. Mr. Oud Hamed, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
The Syria crisis has displaced more than 11 million. How has that affected first the agricultural areas being left and also those that are now host to migrants?
Syria crisis has disrupted the total economy and dramatically affected the neighboring countries. The conflict has taken place mostly in rural areas and has a huge displacement from rural areas. And the collapse almost of the agricultural production, which is now only 25% of what it used to be before the crisis. You can imagine the impact on food security, on livelihoods in a country that used to be almost self-sufficient. And on the neighboring countries, it's a huge influx of refugees in a very short period of time. Lebanon alone is having almost the equivalent of the quarter of its population in a very small territory, with enormous pressure of the natural resources. So it's a huge impact, and this is why the international community, the UN, has shifted its approach from an emergency to a resiliency response plan.
What is FAO's strategy here? And if the funds are raised, how will the money be allocated?
FAO's strategy from the start, we have been the first UN agency that conducted an evaluation on the impact of the crisis on the sub-region. We understood because we could see the flow of the trade, because we know the relation that link the different countries and Syria, and we know the export of Syria was. We have immediately understood that this crisis will have regional consequences, and today FAO is appealing for the Kuwait conference for $121 million to face the most urgent needs for the smallholders, animal health. It will support the development of food and nutrition security assessment, and it will help us in building an information system for the sub-region on agriculture and food security, which is absolutely critically important as a strong entry point into developing resilience strategy, but also sharing with our partners from countries to the UN to NGOs.
If it's difficult to get access, if the populations are moving or growing because of the crisis into different areas, isn't it going to be difficult to strengthen these areas when they're in a constant state of flux?
Certainly, but we need to take that challenge. We cannot let this population down. As you've seen, the needs are far more than the appeal of FAO. We recognize that it's difficult to reach the areas. It's difficult sometimes to deliver. What we believe is our capacity and the capacity of our partners inside Syria. And the FAO is trying to expand its partnership with NGOs, with actors that are local actors that can not only deliver, but also that can help monitoring the delivery. It's a tough challenge, but we have to take it on as FAO and to take it on as UN collectively.
Mr. Oud Hamed, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.